The Hideous Creature Show.
Ordinary human dating. It's enjoyable and it serves an important purpose. But when a human dates an artificial mate, there is no purpose, only enjoyment. And that leads to tragedy.
Neato! A Marilyn Monroe bot!
Ooh, you're a real dreamboat.
Billy, every teen.
Harmless fun? Let's see what happens next.
Billy, do you want to walk your dog?
No thanks, Mom. I'd rather make out with my Monroe bot.
Billy, do you want to get a paper route and earn some extra cash?
No thanks, Dad. I'd rather make out with my Monroe bot.
Billy, do you want to come over tonight? We can make out together.
Gee, Mavis, your house is across the street. That's an awfully long way to go for making out.
Did you notice what went wrong in that scene? Ordinarily, Billy would work hard to make money with his paper route. Then he'd use the money to buy dinner for Mavis, thus earning a slim chance to perform the reproductive act. But in a world where teens can date robots, why should he bother? Why should anyone bother? Let's take a look at Billy's planet a year later. Where are all the football stars? And where are the biochemists? They're trapped. Trapped in the soft, vice-like grip of robot lips. All civilization was just an effort to impress the opposite sex. And sometimes the same sex. Now, let's skip forward 80 years into the future. Where's Billy?
Farewell!
The next day, Billy's planet was destroyed by aliens. Have you guessed the name of Billy's planet? It was Earth. Don't date robots!
Brought to you by...
Coming to you from Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, inside 2282, the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internet, inside the mother lair. This is the Hideous Creature Show. The date is January 16th, 2010. Show number 26. And everybody's fucking hungover. I'm hungover. My name's June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Pat.
It was a big night for me. I decided to go out and get fucking shit-faced. And it was great. I don't go out that much anymore and do it the way I used to coulda. And we went balls to the wall and all kinds of debauchery ensued. It was fucking great. We went a friend of mine did a had a benefit for her. He had gotten a motorcycle accident and broke his clavicle. And we went to the Twilight Room, and there was like four bands that played.
Is that the is that downtown?
Right. No, it's right over on Powell.
Oh, okay.
And it was I went out. I left my bag at work, and my boss brought it to Produce Row, and I went over there and had a couple beers and hung out, and then that kind of, you know, cranked it up a little bit. And then I was like, fuck it, it's 6 o'clock, let's go, let's just do it. Came home and I was like, yay, and all my roommates drink constantly and I don't, so I was like, where are you motherfuckers at now, let's do it, come on. And no one's home, and then some people came home and it was on. It was great. I haven't done it in a while.
So all the money from the bands and everything went to
Brody
help Mike with his hospital bills and all that. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was, I forgot the names of the bands. It was fun. And I in the summertime, I seem to go out a lot more to go see music. But these guys are good. It's interesting to see what the fuck's going on right now. This town is like, it's death metal central right now. which
I haven't gone to a show in so long, just like a local band.
Right. I don't think I have any death metal in my
repertoire.
But I fucking love Ghost Alive.
It's those good guys stuff.
They're fucking great. That and roommate Bob for Christmas got Metalocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the whole season in one sitting, the whole first season in one sitting. And there was a guy at the bar, and I'm drunk and kind of doing the. That Elvira over there is dating Murderface. And there was a woman that looked like Elvira, and she's sitting with a guy that looked just like Murderface from Metalocalypse.
I haven't seen it.
Did he have the gap between his teeth?
Yeah. He had a big wide ass face, and I was like, hey, it's Murderface. And then we started talking like this. Yeah, Murderface.
I should check it out.
It's good. It's pretty rad. It's based like if the world was run by a band.
A metal band.
A death metal band.
Nice.
Fucking rad. And like two of the guys are like the skinny guitar players, you know, from Holland or whatever. It's funny shit.
I should check it out. Yeah, I don't think I really have any death metal. Like, well, maybe I have some on my iPod that like my friend Larry gave me, but
Larry.
It's not something I'd listen to. Probably at my house, but I like to see it live.
Larry works at Dark Horse.
Yeah, Dark Horse Comics.
Well, it's funny. Larry used to live with our friend Little Nick, and I listened to a song that Larry did. Larry's been into death metal forever.
Yeah.
He's diehard.
Since I went to high school with Larry in Montana, he's been into death metal.
Ever since I've known him, which was probably...
93?
Yeah, Jesus. And, I listened to one of the songs that Larry did, and one of the lines was he's talking about swimming up a girl's ass.
I remember that song.
It's like, a piece of corn is my only companion on my journey to love. It's just fucking destroyed. I thought it was fucking funny.
Oh, Shark Attack. Yeah, I love that track.
Larry. And Little Nick. We got to call Little Nick.
Yeah, we should. That would be a good person. He works on Robot Chicken.
Yeah, he
in
works
LA.
With Seth. What's his fuck?
Seth Green.
Yeah. Have you gone down? You haven't gone down to see him.
No, I would love to, though. I want that to be my next road trip as a good California. I have tons of friends there and that I haven't seen in a really long time.
I would love to go down there. If you do it, let's just go.
Yeah. Because I'm sure he'd be able to get us some kind of a tour and we'd be able to check it out. He lives on Venice Beach. I mean, it would be a blast.
Ex-girlfriend of mine went down there to visit them, and she said she had a good time. With,
who?
Linda.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
totally.
She, I guess she got the whole tour of everything.
That would be, I don't know why I haven't gone. It's so, like, just to skip across.
Because we're old and decrepit.
Yeah, that's true.
Is there wheelchair access? on the show today, we're going to hopefully call Colorado Kenny. He's got a movie review. We got the news. We got a movie madness. We've got a thing called we used to do horoscope retrospect, but
it sucked.
Yeah, we can't find a good. We can't find a good.
Yeah, good
what are
source
they called?
Or a astrological site.
A medium.
Oh, it's like a psychic.
Yeah, we can't find a fucking psychic.
Yeah. They're all either bullshit or they're like 5 pages long, like really introspective, like drivel.
And they take themselves way too fucking serious.
Yeah.
But so what I did is I got your guys' horoscope, and I did it. It's called Horoscope Mad Libs. So we're gonna go through and fill out the shit on that. And
it's
then
like
I'll
we're
read it back.
Going to be creating our own fate.
And wow. Then I went and looked up some Mad Libs and stuff, and I did a couple.
I love Mad Libs.
And it's and honest to God. I'm doing poop and fart.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say. Like, I did Mad Libs when I was a kid. It was really big. And we'd all be like, butt. Give me a noun. Fart.
Boob.
And I actually bought some a couple of years ago when I took a road trip with some friends of mine. And still, noun. Fart.
Yeah.
No matter what. It doesn't matter
like
how
it.
Old you are.
Yeah. Fuck off. I'm like still 18. Which I think is part of
or
my
eight.
Charm, ladies. Wow. Wow. Jesus Christ. I'm 38 going on like 9. I just have a little bit more power in the world.
do you?
No, I don't. That's a lie, too. Well, I'm still maybe a liar.
You can vote.
Well, I'm a hypocrite. I consider myself a hypocrite, not a liar.
Maybe you're taken a little bit more seriously than an 8-year-old, but not by much.
Jenny brought a, what is this, like 40-ounce
Yes,
Slurpee?
It was the biggest Slurpee that they had.
And it's a Coca-Cola.
Seriously, people, don't stray from the Coca-Cola Slurpees. It is the best, because this is the way that I look at it. If you buy one of those like hot pink ones or an orange one or whatever, when it melts, it's gross. If you buy a Coke Slurpee and you forget about it, or if you buy the 40-ouncer, it's a lot. When it melts, you just got yourself a fucking Coke.
Yeah.
Hello?
A non-carbonated Coca-Cola.
Yeah, which is awesome for a hangover.
Remember that weird Slurpee when we went out on free Slurpee day? We got it.
Yeah.
You got a Coke one. You did.
Did
the,
I get the Coke
you
one?
Got
and
Coke
you got
a Coke one.
Like
that red strawberry.
You got
it was
cat
like,
shit.
It was
blue.
Like Orange Annihilation or
but
something.
Remember, like I started sipping. I'm like, ah! Like my face is puckered up, and you're like, what's wrong? I'm like, something's wrong with this Slurpee. And you're right. Like, let me try. And she was like, woo!
It was on every 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven does a Slurpee.
Yeah, to coincide with a movie sometimes or something.
No, it's just 7-Eleven.
Oh.
Every 7 July 11th, they do a Slurpee promo. And Patrick and I were working at the time, and we were running around in a car, and we stopped off and got Slurpees. And I went for the Coke because the Pina Colada wasn't working. And Patrick got, like, ass raped. Fucking,
cherry.
It was bad.
Rape your girlfriend's cherry.
Yeah, with the Francis Ford Coppola cherry, and it was tart. It was like they busted up a bunch of sweet tarts or something and fucking put it in there,
and then
pooped in it, and then like they had Andre the Giant jizz in it. It was fucking
the toxic
horrible.
Avenger peed in it.
That's right. So he
glowing.
Raped it. They got it drunk, and then he raped it, and it just
There's
it was
Oompa
horrible.
Loompa spit in it. It was disgusting.
It was awful. We got also coming up, we're going to do Asshole or Not with the movie Madness, which
nice.
We should do a movie
yeah,
Madness.
Yeah, let's do it.
Also, what I was thinking about is I got some questions from some people, like, why the fuck do we have Thin Lizzy as our intro? And there's a whole story to why Thin Lizzy is the intro to the show.
Why would people even question that? It's awesome.
It's badass.
It is badass.
But we'll do movie Madness, and then I'll explain why that happens. Okay, here we go.
Little Hen says it's time to rock and roll.
Everybody freeze!
Play it again, please.
Yeah, can you play it again?
Little Hen says it's time to rock and roll.
Everybody freeze!
This
I got nothing right now.
This is an older documentary, but it's still rad.
It holds up.
Well, what's fucked up is like at the time. Well, I don't think that's fucked up. When I first saw this movie, I was like, oh, that's pretty sweet, you know. But I had smaller brain at the time.
Do you still feel that way now if you were to watch it?
I'd jerk off to it, but I wouldn't, you know, watch the whole thing. I get like 10 minutes into it and then spill my beans and then I'm done. But anyway, going back into why the fuck do we have Thin Lizzy? And Jenny and I play in a cover band called the Brodies, and one of our songs is Thin Lizzy, Jailbreak.
Yeah.
But the reason why Thin Lizzy is fucking kick ass is that you have to go to YouTube and watch the Jailbreak video. The dude. The vocalist has fucking pussy falling out of his pockets. It's like out of his ears. The guy is so just in. He's so dude. He's so fucking rock. He's just like. I don't think he's never not had a boner.
I watched the Thin Lizzy Behind the Music on VH1. Awesome.
I didn't see that. You know, he died of alcoholism. Like at like 18.
And they never. 14. They usually.
9.
they used to play that show over and over and over and over.
What the
behind? No, just Behind the Music in general.
How many times did you see the Leif Garrett Behind the Music?
Oh my god! Like seriously, they would just pick one and they play it over and over. They never ever replayed the Thin Lizzy one, and I would love to watch it again.
I wonder if they have...
They don't even play any of that shit on VH1 now. It's all like...
Now they have 50...
It's all like fucking
it,
Ray J.
They brought it back a couple of months ago.
Oh, really?
But it's like 50 Cent and...
It's all people I don't care about. It's like Behind the Music, those people are like, if I want Behind the Music, I want bands that are gone. I don't...
Right. You don't want, I mean, like, Lil' Kim.
Yeah, I'm like, she's still on the chart. I mean, she's still
her
around.
Her first name's Lil.
Yeah.
It's not even a fucking word.
That's fuck an apostrophe.
I want my name to have a project. Jean.
Jean. Apostrophe.
Jean. Juni. What the fuck Jean is excuse me. I still have the June's constant flu.
Jesus, man.
Let's do one more.
Penicillin.
We'll take you to the edge.
Thrasher? Oh, I shouldn't be yelling it out. I'm just guessing.
What sound? That, I mean, it's definitely
it
like...
It totally sounded like it.
Yeah, it's...
We'll take you to the edge.
We take it to the edge.
Anyway, on the show, we do a game, and we're playing it right now, is Movie Madness, where I take a clip of a movie, or I take a movie, and then we play clips of it throughout the show, and Jenny and Patrick try to guess what it is. And the listener, you, can
you
also guess what it is. And then you get frustrated because nobody can fucking figure it out. So back to why Jailbreak.
Yeah, yeah.
Why Thin Lizzy's so rad. Because you look at the dude during the video, and he's a fucking, and I'm using the term literally, he's a stud. That is where other good people come from, out of his dick.
I also like Thin Lizzy because they have like a million members, don't they? Like,
oh, well, the rotating members.
Okay, well, maybe isn't there like just a bunch of members in the band at any given time?
I think after what's his name died, they just kind of got new
maybe that's
singers.
What I'm. Maybe that's
who was
why.
The singer. Was it Mark Bolan or is he in T Rex? I always get Thin Lizzy and T Rex.
Really?
Yeah. Just if I hear Thin Lizzy, I go, that's Thin Lizzy. But I always think that the members of T-Rex were in Thin Lizzy.
No. What's his fuck from T-Rex is what's his name? Mark. Is that Mark Bolan?
I think he's in T-Rex. Yeah. But I don't know about Thin Lizzy. See, now I'm confused because it's Thin Lizzy and T-Rex.
If you see the dude versus Princey fuck from the Limey from T-Rex versus our boy, the fucking USA, his cock stomps out everything that fuckface ever did in T-Rex. And I love T-Rex.
Yeah, I do too.
But as far as like dudes go in a cockfight, Thin Lizzy guy just brutalizes him. But there's a line in the Thin Lizzy song that I'm going to play, and it just encompasses the dude's prowess. Here we go.
Hey, you! Good-looking female. Come here.
Yeah.
That was June's favorite line to sing when we covered the song on the Brodies.
Hey, you. Good looking female. No, what? I can change it around. Hey, you. Good. Whatever it was. But
I don't know. You definitely.
Hey, you. Good looking female.
Come here.
Fuck
and you
yeah.
know that they were. They're so, like, you know, what? Okay.
It's like, it's like he put a spell on vaginas.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I'd fuck him, and I don't even have a vagina.
That's why they made Corvettes, so
he
people
probably
wanted to be like Thin Lizzy.
If you weren't that guy, then you got a Corvette.
He'd turn a dick into a vagina. He'd just like...
It would just go back
up,
in
and
you.
And fuck you. And you just do it.
And you'd be like, yes, please.
It's like Reaganomics. You're like,
is
I
it?
Hate fucking voodoo economics, but fuck, what am I going to do? I don't know where that came from.
I don't either.
So also we're going to digress and talk about our stand-up that we said we were going to do this show, but unfortunately everybody's lives got a little complicated and all that fuck. So
I had a really, really busy week.
I had a real
week.
Real fucking busy week. So how's your stand-up coming?
Oh, it not at all.
You haven't even worked on it?
No, I keep thinking, like, I don't
slacker.
Even know how to begin. I think of things in my mind, and then I am about to write them down, and then I'm like, that's not funny. At all.
You're your own worst critic.
Right, I am. I mean, I haven't even written anything down because everything seems so stupid to me.
I am the same way.
I don't understand how these people do it, and I don't understand how to craft a joke, for one thing, and so... I think that the only time that I'm funny is just like talking about weird fucked up shit that happened to me.
But also at that time, and this is also me, I feel the same way. It's like me just voicing my stupid opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? You listen to that?
Yeah. And I just can't come up with any like jokes to write. I don't even know how to begin to do anything.
The craft.
It's weird.
Fuck, it's...
Have you done anything?
I'm kind of in the same boat that you are because the only time I actually think that I'm funny is when it comes up naturally.
Exactly. I can't sculpt anything and be like, that is good stuff. Anything that comes out of my mouth comes out and it's either funny or it's fucking dumb. And whatever, it's out there. I'm not going to write it down. I'm probably never going to say it again. I'm probably not going to even remember that I said it.
In my job, I drive a lot, and I've found myself doing fake stand-up to try and kind of come up with whatever the fuck's going on.
That's a good idea, at least.
Either I'm like, hey, that's pretty funny, and then I hit I got to drive, so there's no way to write it down.
Right.
And it's usually stupid, because what are my audience? Like, the other seat next to me?
Yeah.
Which is, it likes it.
And anything, the seat is cracking up.
We've had sex.
Anything I think of that might be funny, I don't write it down and then I forget it.
Yeah.
Because my memory is ridiculously bad.
So, do you guys, why don't we postpone it for 2 more weeks?
Okay.
Because we are... not
well next week we may have some special things that we're gonna work on anyway.
Okay, here, how about this?
So
is that if you get it, you do it.
Okay.
Or should we just save it for like one show where we all have it? And also what I'm thinking about is that I want to record it, and I'm gonna turn my kitchen into a comedy club, and I'll put up my PA and we'll film it.
Can we give it a cool name like Chuckle Knuckle or the Chuckle Shack?
I like Chuckle Knuckle. That's what it is. Done.
Happy Shack.
Chuckle Knuckle sounds like some kind of genitals, like moose knuckle or something. Chuckle, I like
but,
it.
But what? I don't know why I said knuckle. But what does the knuckle mean?
It means like Chuckle Shack. It means like Black
Pride.
What am I talking about when
you're vagina.
Yeah.
I don't know what
that means.
The knuckle.
Yeah.
The moose knuckle.
Oh, that's
the
what
moose
it means.
Knuckle, the camel toe.
Camel toe. Camel toe. Thank you. That's what our comedy club is called, the camel toe.
But it's toe, like T-O-W?
T-O-W, like we're going to tow you in.
Watch out.
We're going to pull you in.
Duck, here's the clit. Come on into the... Excuse me.
That's good.
We've been trying to find out. On the iTunes store, we have two unicorns fucking under a rainbow our emblem for the show. I want to find out who the artist is that did that, and we have no idea, and we totally ripped it off. I found it on the internets, and I was like, "That's hilarious."
And we all agreed that we loved it. Yeah.
And what I want to do is like find who the artist is that actually did it, or if it was some fuck just sitting around bored at his architect job and just jumped on to...
Maybe it was like a t-shirt company.
Right.
Or maybe it was... I mean, who knows?
But I want to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
And try not to get
it's
sued.
It's not us that made that shit.
We are going on record saying we did not make that. We have no ownership of it, but we think that it's funny.
It's fucking rad. And the whole thing is I don't want that whoever the fuck did it. Basically, what we did is we fucked it and came on its back. And now it's ours.
Well, I think that the reason that it's so funny, too, is because it's two unicorns, but it's not like pink and purple and sparkly. It's like yellow and brown.
Yeah.
It makes it so much better.
It does. It does.
It's like poop and pee.
So I want to put out a bounty on finding the artist for that, and I'm sure you could just jump online and find it. So do it.
Do it.
Find out the artist, because I want to contact them and say, hey, we ripped your shit off.
And we love it.
And if it's cool.
And we'll give them a plug or whatever. If it's an artist, then.
For sure,
you know?
For sure. And also, if anybody finds it and finds the artist and we get in contact with them, then I'll take you out and we'll get drunk.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Get on your computers. Get on your Boba Fett and IG-88 and Bosk.
You'll get to
out
see
there.
The man behind the magic.
But I can't believe I just said that. No disintegrations. Waka 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 woo. Here's another movie madness quote. Where are we at? Dead space.
You want to nail the bank robbers and be a big hero. Definitely.
Couldn't even hear what he was saying.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
You want to nail the bank robbers and be a big hero. Definitely.
I know what it is.
You got it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty positive I know what it is.
Well, you know the actor.
Yeah.
So. It's a good one, right? When you saw it, yeah. Did you think it was sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It's definitely one of those movies that is dumb, but that's what makes it so good.
Well, and at the time, us as a people... Americans. That's where we were at. As
God, I hope.
Chronologically, that's
I hope
what,
I know what. I'm pretty positive.
But this come out in like 87, 88?
Yeah. And it's, like that's
how,
what was.
I like how I don't know what
just
it is.
Like, no, just like Miami Vice. You looked at Miami Vice and went, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And like right now, we look at other stuff that's going to be stupid in the future.
Right.
And we're like, I'm basing my life on that. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be like Don Johnson.
You should be like Don. I am Don Johnson.
I want to be Magnum like, P.I. is my hero, and I'm in love with him.
I love Higgins.
I love the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. How can you put all those colors together?
I had some pretty fucking cool thing happen to me this week.
I am sitting with bated breath because she won't fucking tell me what happened.
I
talked to Megan about it. Oh, we forgot to call Megan.
Yeah.
But tell me.
So I've been keeping it. I've been keeping it a secret. So, my boyfriend BT has like a third of season tickets to the Blazers that he shares with some people at work. And so Megan had never been to a Blazer game. So BT gave Megan and I tickets. He gave us his tickets. And he has like 300 level seats. You know, they're not great. It's fun to go to the games, whatever. So Megan, she works at Starbucks and she has a customer there that comes in all the time. They're friends just through Starbucks, who is the head chef at the Courtside Club at the Rose Garden.
Awesome.
And what the Courtside Club is it's a club that only courtside ticket holders can go into, or any bands that come to the Rose Garden, players, basically VIPs.
Right, exactly.
That can go in there.
And it's like it's not courtside. It's like a luxury box or a suite.
No,
or...
it's even weirder. So we get there and we have to go to a special gate. We go to gate A7 and we have to, Megan's like, I'm a guest of the Courtside Club. And he's like, what's your name? Megan Boudet. He gets on this special phone and he has to call somebody to come and get us. And so the friend that Megan's aunt calling right now on the phone.
Should we call her?
So her friend comes up and has to escort us to the Courtside Club. We get to go in like a secret elevator that like is for the employees. It's a huge freight elevator that they can take food up and down or, you know, whatever
behind
they
the
need.
Scenes.
Yeah. So we get to go in the special elevator. It takes us all the way down to the court, like to the floor of the Rose Garden. So we get out of the elevator and like I look and you can see like where the players enter, like to get onto the court. You can see that we're basically like in the guts of the Rose Garden. Like, the locker room is down there. It's crazy. And so there's this restaurant down there called the Courtside Club. You can only get to it if you have a pass and through this, like, secret elevator passage to get. So we go in, and the lady is like, these are my guests. They can have whatever they want. Boom. So we get seated at a table, and Megan and I aren't dressed up. We're both wearing jeans. I'm wearing a blazer shirt just because I have one, you know? But... So we got, Megan got like scallops and risotto. I got shrimp and like asparagus, sun-dried tomato pasta, like $20 a plate. We both got salads. We didn't order alcohol because we didn't want to.
Fuck that. You should go for it.
We both just got iced tea. We didn't want to overstep our freeness, you know? So we basically got
you should learn from this because if you're ever in that situation, go for it.
Well, we felt bad. We didn't want to like get hurt. We didn't know if we would get her in trouble. We also didn't know if we ordered a bunch of liquor, if they were like, okay, well, your meal is comped, but your liquor total comes to $800. And we're like, oh, shit.
We'll take breast milk.
Yeah. So we basically got like a $60 meal, and all we had to pay for was the tip. And we tipped the waiter really fucking good. But there was, it's this huge, like, nice, fancy restaurant that's hidden in the Rose Garden. We had a TV, like, at our table so we could watch the game. Which neither of us gave a shit about the game at this point. I mean, Megan and I aren't huge basketball fans anyways. But so her friend came over and she was like, So yeah, last Friday the Lakers played. Anthony Kiedis was in here. Every time the Lakers play, Jack Nicholson comes and he just sits in the corner with a jack and no one talks to him. Like they just know, like, Nicholson's here. Don't approach him. And he just like sits in his special corner. She named a couple of Blazers that are constantly in there. Like Jerome Kersey's in there all the time.
Oh, no shit.
So it was funny because I told BT, I was like, Megan and I are fucking VIPs. And he's like, whatever. Like, Chip and I did the buffet. It's okay. And I was like, no, you don't understand where I am. And so we get down there and I'm on my phone and I'm like, dude, we're in the bottom of the Rose Garden. Fucking, this is so crazy. Blazer dancers are walking by. And he's just like, what are you talking about? I was taking pictures of my food and like sending it to him on my cell phone and shit. And so, okay, to backtrack, right when I'm a huge fan of Blaze, the Blazer mascot, Trail Cat. I love Blaze the Trail Cat. I love him.
You always sent, you're the one that got me to be friends with him on the Facebook
thing. Right. I love him. Now, yeah. He's awesome. He's he's a fucking amazing dunking mascot. He does crazy shit. He dresses up and does claps. He plays a big drum. He's hilarious. So all the time I've been going to these Blazer games, I've never gotten close to Blaze. Also, I actually know through the grapevine, I know a guy that knows Blaze, and he's like a 40-year-old gymnast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And apparently he like
Gymkata?
He hangs out and drinks, and I really want to get to meet like the real guy, like the guy behind the mask.
Gymkata.
So right when we walk in the Rose Garden, before we even go to do any of this, Blaze is standing right there. And so Megan and I both got our picture taken with Blaze, and it's like the biggest thrill of my life. Like, I could even give a shit if I met any of the Blazers. I'm like, I want to meet the mascot, right? So we finished. He gave me a sticker to like put on my car. I'm so stoked that I got to meet Blaze, right? So we finish up our nice meal and we're like, thank you, Kat. That's Megan's friend's name. We're like, this is fucking rad. This is so cool. Thank you for letting us come down. We go to get in the elevator, the secret elevator. The doors open. Blaze walks out.
Oh, no shit.
And I just said, oh my God.
Becky.
That's how I reacted. And Megan was like, hey, Blaze. And he put his arms around Megan and he gave her a kiss. And I think he has some sort of mic'd kissing mechanism inside of his head because it went, and it was loud. That's and weird. I was like, you fucking bitch, Megan. Blaze is mine. Why did you from Blaze? And so then we met some friends of ours in the beer garden and had a beer, and then we watched the second half of the game. The Blazers kicked their ass. We got free chalupas. It was a fucking magical night.
Free chalupas.
Well, you always get free chalupas if they score 100 points.
Right. Free chalupas. What a
scam. And it was really fun to be there because Megan had never been to an NBA game before. And so just like all the weird shit that's going on, like Megan was just
cracking
up. Behind
the scenes magic.
Yeah, I mean, it was so, I was
the Blazers
just like,
getting their makeup done, all that shit.
I wish. It was so funny, though, because, like, after I told, like, BT just gave us these tickets for the Milwaukee Bucks because they're a shitty team and he didn't really care about it.
Uh-huh.
And then all this awesome shit happened to us, and BT was like, what the fuck? I want to take Megan to a game. Why did I give
Well, that's what happens when you go out with hot, you know, like, your hot friends.
Yeah, Megan is I'm just going to go on the record saying Baby Lestrange is a VIP in this city, period.
Yeah. She's a good egg.
That's what I say. And we had the fucking best time ever.
Awesome. I love that story. That's a good story.
It was so much fun. And neither of us even really care about basketball, but we got like the inside scoops.
So yeah, Chip and I got that box seat, and now you had this.
How cool. You're next, Pat.
Patrick's next.
Patrick's gonna play on the team. That's the next step up. He's gonna be
Blaze.
Like, starting for the Portland Trail Blazers.
Interesting when you say that, because in the spring I'm announcing my eligibility for the NBA draft.
Finally. Excellent. You are so good at basketball.
I don't like to brag.
Patrick's spinning one on his finger right now.
Patrick's got one of those little hoops next to the toilet, and he just like
constantly dunking
the whole turd.
That's why we call it the air room.
Yeah, nothing but net.
Yeah.
All right, let's do another movie madness and then take a fake break. What the fuck number are we on? Okay, here we go. Delay.
G'day! I love this fucking job.
Okay. 90 seconds door to door. It's a small price to pay for someone who loves you.
I totally know what it is.
You got it. You don't have any idea, Patrick?
No.
I'm trying to think of a clue I could give you that isn't too.
No, don't give me any clues.
Okay.
Yeah, any clue is going to be. Let's do one more.
Okay.
Then we'll jump into fake break.
Adios, amigo.
I've totally seen this movie too, haven't I?
Oh, you.
I'm sure you have.
I've seen it like multiple times, haven't I?
You probably watched it wearing like Yoda underoos. Good.
I have no idea.
This is a Hideous Creature Show. You can find us on, you know what? We always go through our main website is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, or just Google it.
Yeah, and it'll come up. Our Facebook comes up
too. Facebook's on there. If you guys want, leave a message on my phone, which is 503-928-7751.
Or 971-212-6642.
And that's just messages. So just leave whatever the fuck. And you know, I think having a drunk message is would be the best thing in the world. I know that Johnny Fucker tried to leave a message and it got erased, but Johnny Fucker's a whole nother element.
Okay.
He leaves the fucking best messages and shit, but they got erased off of roommate Bob's phone.
Oh.
When he gets drunk, he's the nicest fucking dude in the world, but he leaves the funniest fucking messages. So leave a message there. And
hi, Mingus.
Hi, Mingus. When we come back, we are going to jump into, we're going to do the news. We're going to give Kenny a call, see if he's available. We'll play Asshole or Not off of the Movie Madness.
Ooh, that's going to be a good one now that I know what it
we'll
is.
We'll do horoscope
rub
Mad
it in,
Libs.
Jenny, rub it in.
We'll see you soon. Toodles.
Attention catheter users.
Using a catheter on a daily basis can be difficult, but if your situation requires it, Liberty Medical has important information that could make your life much easier. Liberty Medical, the trusted name in medical supply home delivery, will ship discreetly to your door sterile and sanitary catheters. No more reusing old catheters. No more hygienic concerns. Direct shipping is free and discreet, and most major insurance carriers cover the cost of up to 5 catheters a day. The way that Liberty Medical conducts business, the patient's privacy is protected, their independence is maintained, and their dignity is secured. Liberty Medical does make it easy. They carry most major catheter brands. Shipping is free, discreet, and to your door. Liberty handles all the claim paperwork. You have enough to deal with right now. Let Liberty do what they do best. More freedom, more independence, more liberty. Liberty Medical.
Liberty.
We are back from fake break, and I have to say that I can't believe how much money I've saved buying catheters online.
Really?
Yeah, I got a whole stockpile of them. I'm like, do you ever read The Hobbit? You know, Smaug?
Yeah.
Has like a he sits on treasure. I sit on colostomy bags and catheters.
That's not very sanitary, June.
Well, I don't reuse them because I can get them cheap online.
Wow.
They bring them to my lair.
Your lair.
That is a great service.
I think just the word catheter is kind of funny, and here and you know in a real context and having the catheter mail order catheter don't reuse your catheters.
Get fresh catheters.
We were joking also that we're all going to be on catheters in like 6 months.
Karma, you mean?
I don't believe in karma. I believe in irony.
Okay, so are we going to be deaf too?
What?
Yes, you especially. Sorry.
Yeah, but I know how to speak, so I won't.
That's how you be good.
Different.
You can do the jazz hands clap.
The jazz hands clap.
He's clapping right now.
This is funny. Jenny, I talked to Jenny the other day, and I called her up just to kind of see what's up and say hi and stuff. And Jenny used the term. I go, hey, what's up, Jenny? How you doing? She goes, I am covered with rain. She's walking in the fucking rain, and she's wet. And she just didn't say wet. She just said, I'm covered in rain.
I don't know why I choose to say it that way, rather than just like, I'm wet because it's raining.
No, it's
I'm covered in rain.
You saved some syllables there.
I'm encased in rain.
But from now on, I'm if I'm ever out and it's raining and I'm wet, I'm covered in rain.
So last night we went and saw some bands. Well, you know, Movie Madness real quick. Sorry. We should call this ADHD fucking fake radio.
It's much catchier than hideous creature.
And also, I don't think that a lot of people know how to spell hideous.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a big word.
Lots of syllables.
Adios, amigo!
Oh, we did that one, right?
Yeah, we did that one.
Oh, yeah.
They all sound the same to me.
Oh, that's right. Okay, here we go.
Sorry, Johnny. Looks like you don't get to be president.
Are you really stumped, Patrick?
I'm drawing a blank. Like, I don't...
Here we go, one more time.
Sorry, Johnny. Looks like you don't get to be president.
I'm totally drawing a blank.
That's a good one. Actually, we should watch it today.
We could do that.
Hang out. Watch a little bit of blank, blank, with blank, blanky, blanky. Actually, we should just watch RedTube. Just tons of RedTube.
What's that?
That's
RedTube is a new porn. It's not new.
It's dated June.
I'd heard about it, and I was like, huh?
It's a porn franchise, or
it's a website.
Oh,
free porn.
By the way, if you're single, and I'm single, and you're humping internet, that's where you want to go.
RedTube. Huh. Yep. Interesting.
Yeah, I bought a whole new pack of socks. I'm set. I'm
and it's
go.
All free that's all gross, the time.
Man. Like, who hasn't fucked a sock?
I don't understand why people pay for porn online.
We've talked about this.
Do we?
Yeah, we have. I've fucked a pillow. I've never fucked a sock.
We did talk about it. I remember.
Yeah. Okay, the pillow jogged your memory.
Well, no, the sock. Just the fact that I know we talked about fucking socks.
I've never fucked a sock.
But like when do you prep for jerking, or do you just go for it and hope that there's something around that you can grab, like you're skydiving?
what's in my reach?
You pack your shoe, right?
You make sure things are on standby. You know.
Well, you have you don't go in with a prep list. I got a prep list.
No, I'm not that.
I've got where I'm going on the internet, and then. You know, of course, you kind of find what you want.
Right.
So is RedTube
like catching a wave.
Does it have different like genres? Like
they just have a bunch of clips. You can select what clip.
What's awesome is that it's not like an hour. It's like each clip is maybe 30 minutes long. And like you're going to fucking sit around for 30 minutes.
Right.
Fuck that. I got to get to bed. I got to work in the morning.
Well, yeah. And I just don't understand why people pay for porn on the internet when they could. I mean, there's so much free porn.
I don't think that anybody pays for. And if you do.
If you,
you got to check yourself.
You're into something weird
some
that
problems.
You can't just get, I guess.
Who fucking pays for porn on the internet?
People that are into the really weird things would be
like
my
what?
Guess.
Like lighting your farts on fire? I saw this one thing on
No, like something really
like
weird.
Circus
like,
midget porn. Like I want midgets all the time. You can find them, but you don't want to have to siphon through all that shit.
It just seems like a lot of work for midgets.
Going back to stand-up, I think my only stand-up is going to be talking about porn, so I don't want to ruin
that's
my material
right
now.
Well, yeah, he did a whole stand-up the other day in the kitchen.
It was just talking, though.
But you were brutal about it, and it was rad.
Well, yeah, because I didn't think about it. When I have to think about it, it's done. But if you're into, like, what's that episode of South Park? Like, Brazilian she-male doctor.
Yeah, Randy's like, oh, now I feel like looking at
yeah. Like, the people that are into really weird things and don't want to have to, you know, siphon through all the fake breasts and...
So, are you born with that, you think? Or do you evolve finding weird shit?
I think you're into weird... That comes from something.
Like, space docking is funny to us, but I bet it really exists.
Yeah. Like, the fetishes of, like, boots and shoes and people licking, like, I know.
Oh, that's real. I know that's
real, but I don't know where that came from.
So, have you guys heard... Somebody just brought up a new term, to me the other day, Alaskan Pipeline. Have you heard of this?
Ooh, I haven't.
You shit in a condom, and then you freeze it, and then you use it as a dildo.
Oh, I thought that was an Icy Mike.
Oh, I don't know. I just heard it as Alaskan
West Coast,
Pipeline.
East Coast thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Again, I'm single.
I'd never heard of it before. So, and it was really funny because we were all at the tanker laughing about it, and Karen turned to our friend Leslie, who's a real, really sweet girl, and she told Leslie, and Leslie actually went, and she actually gagged because of the Alaskan pipeline. And we're like, yay, good job. And it was pretty funny.
I mean, it's pretty straightforward, right? Like fucking.
Yeah. I don't, yeah.
I don't think you're born with weird fetishes. You have to evolve into those.
I didn't, you know, burp the worm to it, but I was investigating like weird shit. They had like weird on the thing. I don't know what the caption was. And there was a girl farting fire. Like a huge flame of fire out of her ass. And I was thinking, how there has to be some sort of device in there that she is like farting fire out of. Well, and then I'm thinking, who the fuck jacks it to that?
Yeah, that
are you kidding me?
That's pretty weird. I've never heard of that being a fetish.
Have you heard of bug stomping? People
no.
who jerk off while they watch women like step on cockroaches
with their high heels.
Or yeah, I guess so. That would be a big.
I mean,
thing.
I've heard of like high heel fetishes where like chicks step on dudes' balls and stuff, but. Yeah. I've never heard of stomping bugs.
I have a friend who actually said he wanted to know if he could actually create genres of porn. And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes,
"Oh my God.
Big-breasted women."
Just like ding.
He said, and I said, "Give me an example." He goes, "Big-breasted women running naked, running their hands through like this huge container of pennies." And I was like,
or
"You could totally do that."
Yeah, but I mean, that's like
dry
tech
rice
style, but I not.
But if you
sexually,
put that, if you made a video and
I'd
put
that
on
day.
Somebody,
like,
somebody would jerk off.
And then
that.
You could come up with fancy names, like,
you know what? We're all fucking stupid, because we have normal jobs. We should find some fucked up fetish, and just make a mint off of it.
Let's just make up a fetish.
Well, I got one.
Okay.
That was quick.
Here's mine. Is that okay? And I have no idea. There has to be, you know, like the Icy Mike or the Rodeo or
Dirty Sanchez.
The Dirty Sanchez, all that shit. Okay, I have no idea what
you're
going to call it, but it would be two people, like kind of a yin-yang position, where they're both locked, mouth locked on each other's asses, and they just fart into their mouths.
I think that's already a fetish.
How would that be?
Just blew your mind.
That wouldn't be possible.
Are you horny now?
Well, because you'd be facing
the Jenny 2000 just stopped computing.
Yeah,
error.
Right. 1-0-0-0-1-1-1-0.
Because you'd be facing away from each other.
Yeah, but it's about the fetish. It
would have to be three people, because like one would be on a butt and then.
Yeah, you could have like a butt
circle. You'd have to have a butt circle.
So,
well, it would be it's like the recycler,
the daisy chain.
I have no idea. But seriously, do you think that has to exist?
I think, well, the farting into people's mouth thing probably has to exist, I would think. I'm not a scholar.
Isn't there something called
Trey Parker and
felching?
Felching.
Well, felching isn't felching when you suck the cum out of somebody's
ass. Okay. That's different.
Yeah, grow up.
Sorry. Well, yeah, it'd have to be just one word like that. Like, instead of felching, it would be like, it would probably just be called fart train. Get aboard. Instead of choo-choo, it'd be
next stop, Flatulent City.
I'm the mayor.
City planner.
I'm trying to think if there's an original idea of fetishes. That's why the running your hands through the pennies thing, I was like, no, I've never heard of that. That would be awesome.
Homework for next week.
Come up with a fetish. I'm going to write it down.
You got
come
it?
Up with a fetish.
Okay. And I can't use a fart recycler.
No, because I think farting is already, unless you do something like awesome with it.
You know what's even another weird fetish? Is I bet there's a fetish that likes to beat up dudes that get farted on. Like that's what gets them off. I mean, as a society,
like
we're
fart on them and like, then you beat them up?
Yeah, there's some guy like, and he's like, and then he sucks a fart out of a hooker's ass, and then the other guy goes and beats him up. And that he's rock hard.
And they're best friends, because the only way they can get off is to be together. He gets farted on and he gets beat up and then they're both happy.
It could be he and she. A girl could suck a fart out of a dude's ass just as easy as a guy could suck a fart out of another dude's ass.
Right.
True. But then the guy beats up the girl?
I don't know.
Maybe she likes it.
Well, after you take the momentum from that, it's going to end bad.
I wonder if there's a fetish where people, you know, because people like to get peed on. Like, they take the pee and then make it into a cocktail.
I bet. Yeah,
I bet it's done.
And they blend it up into, like, a cosmopolitan, and they drink a pee cosmopolitan. Delicious.
Would you like a cherry with that? Fuck. Oh,
There's so many ideas.
How do we get talking about this?
I don't know, but I'm kind of into it.
Yeah, how did we get talking about? Oh, porn. We were talking about. Oh, we're talking about Red Zone or Red Zone. That's the NFL like fucking sports network.
Okay, here's the fetish. The Red Zone is when somebody's passed out and you try to fuck your own hole into whatever part of the body.
Like,
and it kind of turns red for a second until that's Indiana Jones, the spelunker, going for it. So
anyway, what about Red Tube?
Blah blah blah. Whatever. But I found Red Tube and Red Tube has got. I don't know. Red Tube's got all kinds of shit.
It has everything.
It's the single man's girlfriend. I don't know. I was gonna go into some shit, but
my
I'm not
buddy.
Gonna. My buddy
and
kid
me.
Kid sister.
Like to fart in the mouth.
That'll be the stinger for the show. We'll put on. And I'm not gonna say what stinger is because if you don't know, a stinger is like when.
I'm not gonna say it, but now.
But I'm gonna say what a stinger is, but I'm not gonna say what a stinger for the show is.
Oh.
A stinger is when you're, and I was a horrible stinger. A stinger is when you're in a band, and this is happening when I was playing a lot of jazz and stuff, is a stinger is after the song's over and you're done playing the outro head, and it's like on a guitar you go, boom, like da-da-da-da-da-da, boom. That's a stinger.
Every jingle has one.
Right.
Boom. There's always a noise at the end.
That would be the end of the end of the head for that, but a stinger would be dun 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 dun.
Okay.
And so that's what a stinger is. Blah blah blah. Anyway, I found a funny thing because we're all in love with auto tuners, and there was a thing on the internet that Orlando found. Hey, happy birthday, Orlando! He showed me this morning, and it's T-Pain doing a thing with an Obama auto tuner. I tried to get it for my iPhone, but my iPhone's too old. I can't get the app. I wanted to hook the app up and run it like a pedal through here, and we could all get an auto-tune.
So then you would just say a sentence like, my name is June, and it would automatically auto-tune it?
Right.
Fuck, that sounds fun.
But my phone can't take it. It's too old, and it's hacked.
You should see if Bob can do it, and he could come on with his iPhone, and he could come on like next Saturday.
What if there could be there could be auto-tune fetish?
That is a new one.
That could be it.
That's yours right there. Your homework's done.
Cha-ching. I want to come up with something even more fucked up. Not at Edie Brickell either. It has to be something funny. This is T-Pain doing President Obama iTuner deal.
So, Mr. President, what would your health plan do for America?
It provides health insurance to people who don't have it.
Well, that sounds good, Mr. President, but I tell you what, could sound a whole lot better. What do you think?
Basically, we got 80% agreement.
We got 80% agreement.
The 47 million Americans who don't have any health insurance at all.
No health insurance at all.
I am not the first president to take up this cause, but I am determined to be the last.
Determined to be the last.
Doctors,
patients,
hospitals, wasting money.
Your money.
Medicare. Pharmaceutical industry.
Diabetes.
Amputation. When we're gonna say enough is enough.
When enough is enough is enough.
Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
My favorite part still remains a diabetes. Amputations.
I like it when he goes, amputation. This is posted on our website too, so you can go in and check out the little video stick.
The video is really funny to tune in and watch it. It's hilarious.
But the thing is, it's like I don't even know the fuck who T-Pain is, but evidently he did. He did.
I'm on a boat with Andy Samberg and the guys from Saturday Night Live. He did that, and he's just a rapper that's on the radio now, and all of his shit is iTunes. Is auto tuner.
Right.
But I think that he knows how ridiculous it is enough to like make fun of it.
Right.
But as an artist, he sucks.
Yeah, but you know what?
But that's pretty funny.
There's tons of artists that suck.
Well, absolutely.
Ass. But if you can make fun of yourself, all problems. Yeah. That's
And the only
awesome.
Reason I say he sucks is because all of his shit is auto tune.
I just thought of another idea.
What?
Wawa pedal fetish?
No.
You put a Wawa pedal up your butt?
That'd be a beauty,
and then
yeah.
pump it.
You'd have to someone like, else pump it.
Yeah, you have to do. You're like a modern organ grinder.
It could be like one of those sitting like sexual devices that people sit on.
Yeah.
What was your idea?
It was going to be having to do with fucking and somehow figuring out a way to, like, when you come, have the auto tuner on,
and on your have orgasm.
Have your fucking boyfriend or girlfriend not know about it. And you're like.
That would probably freak a person out.
Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Oh oh, oh God!
Jenny, do you have any news for us?
I do.
Let's do a movie madness while we're getting ready for that.
News.
Here we go.
Feel what the wave is doing. Then accept its energy, get in sync, and charge with it.
I'm done on this.
Are you playing? Uh-huh. Like you don't know what it is, or you really don't know?
You're gonna say it, and I'm like, of course it is. But I'm hitting.
Feel what the wave is doing. Then accept its energy, get in sync, and charge with it.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Should we tell them who it is?
Yeah,
Swayze. It's Patrick. Swayze.
Something about charging energy, Johnny.
Feel what the wave is doing. Then accept its energy, get in sync.
Didn't we already do this movie?
No.
I swear we did this movie.
I don't think we did.
The only reason I didn't mention it is because I thought we did it. That was the only idea that I had.
I'm almost positive. We haven't done it.
We haven't done Point Break yet.
No, we haven't done Point Break yet.
Well, you know what it is.
Yeah, I know what it is already.
We're probably at the end, but at one point I went, I don't know, they said something. One of the clips, I'm like, I don't know. I was about to go Point Break because I didn't know, but I didn't even know the actor.
I can't do this.
Sure you can. Who knows? You might like it. It's a killer rush.
Buddy, this is your fucking wake-up call, man. I am an FBI agent.
I know, man. Isn't it wild?
I would see. I would have been sitting there going, "Yeah, we already did Point Break, so it's not that."
I don't think we did.
I would have been.
I
don't know.
No, we probably didn't then.
I think we might have done Asshole or Not Asshole or Not. Or we might have done it.
I don't think so because we've never done Keanu Reeves in Asshole or Not. I know that.
The thing is that Keanu Reeves is too.
Maybe we had a long talk about Point Break on like the betas,
and we did Easy Bake Oven and cried.
I am an FBI agent.
Okay, well, yeah. FBI all right, wow. Sorry,
every time when
great.
I was in Hawaii and we were watching a movie and shit and sitting around with like locals and stuff, every time Keanu Reeves came up anytime, they're like, local boy.
Really?
Local boy. And like, yeah, good, yeah. Take that to the bank. Anyway.
Yeah. Wow. We didn't get that
boy.
One.
Local.
I
well, you kind of knew what it was, though.
No, I was gonna guess. I was.
You act like nothing happened.
Relax, Nathaniel.
Don't tell me to relax, Bodie. He's a fucking federal agent.
You should have shot him when I had the chance.
I'll deal with that fucking cop.
No, Rosie. Do you realize that we have hit 30 banks in 3 years and they haven't been able to touch us? All this does is up the stakes of the game.
Fuck the stakes, Bodie! I mean, the only person this is a game to is you, man. This is real. I mean, this is serious shit, and I am scared.
I would be scared.
It's a time to... I actually touched a little too close to home.
Why?
Somebody hand me something. I need to wipe a tear.
Oh, poor Swayze.
Ugh.
Good man.
I had a friend of mine that loved Patrick Swayze back in the 80s. He sweated Patrick Swayze. And he had this Patrick Swayze haircut. He kind of...
Patrick Swayze abs.
He would walk like Patrick Swayze.
Did he dirty dance like Patrick Swayze?
Yeah. Duh.
Duh.
You got to get your shit ready. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Nobody does.
All right, let's hear some of that news.
All right. I tried to find some uplifting news this week. Like stories about people actually doing things that weren't shitty for once.
What?
Yeah.
But you probably didn't get one, or no?
No, I did. I did. Dog helps save elderly unconscious man in Minnesota. Police credit
scraps.
A 15-year-old German short-haired dog with saving the life of an elderly unconscious man in Pine City. Brett Grin said he took Effie out for their usual walk on Monday evening, but within a couple minutes, she started pulling on the leash, wanting to go in a different direction. Effie took off running, leading Grin to a neighbor's house where a 94-year-old man was face down in the driveway. The dog started licking the man's face. Grin called 911, then started CPR. The elderly man, William Lepsch, regained consciousness and is in serious condition at North Memorial Medical Center. So it wasn't even like the dog's owner. It was just some dude down the road.
He's got powers.
Effie sense.
Yeah.
Effievescent.
He can smell cancer.
Effievescence.
Yeah, wow, that's good.
Isn't that cool, though?
Well,
I like stories of dogs saving people.
Well, everybody loves that. I would like to see, like, squirrels get involved.
God. If a squirrel saved me...
Like, you open your mouth and it just goes in your body and pulls cancer out?
Yeah, it starts giving you, four or five of them start giving you CPR, because their mouths are tiny, so they have to all get in there and breathe their little squirrel breath into your mouth, and it tastes like nuts.
What would be fucked up is that you get, the squirrels have some medicinal remedy that we don't know about, and they're just bringing you acorns.
Yeah.
Hey, look, the squirrels keep bringing me acorns.
They just make you suck on acorns.
They suppositories.
Yeah, they shove the acorns up your butt, and all of a sudden you're cured. All right, so anyways, that's
Do you ever
that.
Watch what's it? Jim Jarmusch did a show with
John Lurie?
John Lurie? No, Jim Jarmusch.
Oh, okay.
Did a show. I forgot what it's called. Anyway, blah blah blah. We'll hit on it later. There's a part where there were dolphins, and this woman was swimming in the oceans. In the oceans.
In the oceans of
They're
our
all
lands.
Connected, right?
Yeah.
It's plural. And the dolphins kept coming up to the woman and bumping her, and bumping her, and bumping her, and she kind of freaked out, and then she got out of the water and stuff, and then a day later she was diagnosed with cancer in the area that the dolphins were hitting her. Either they gave her cancer or
they knew
did. Something.
Dolphin hook.
Don't you talk badly about dolphins.
I won't. I'm just kidding.
Seriously, that's like you be
That's like John
about
Lennon.
Cats. No, it's like you. If I started talking about cats. Oh, I killed a cat. Cats gave me cancer.
Speaking of dolphins, I actually was watching a rerun of Friday night's Conan O'Brien show, and they had Jeff Bridges on, who I love because he's constantly the
dude. I like
Jeff
Bridges too.
No matter what, he's the dude.
He's just typecasted now?
In his real life. He's like
the dude.
I mean, he's so just like mellow and stuff. And he was talking about how a friend of his is the guy that invented the sensory chamber. Deprivation chamber. And his friend took a whole bunch of acid and put himself in the deprivation chamber because he was trying to figure out how to communicate with dolphins. And Conan was making all these jokes. And Jeff Bridges is like, I'm serious, man. I'm serious, man. And he's like, what, you think you can talk to dolphins? And Jeff Bridges is like, think? What? I can. And it wasn't a joke. Like, Jeff Bridges was serious. He can talk to dolphins, man.
We all should try talking.
And he was like, their brains are bigger than ours. And he's like, just like our brains are bigger than monkeys, dolphins' brains are bigger than ours. Hello?
Yeah, but what if their brain's bigger, but they use a less percentage of it?
Well, it could be.
I think they use more.
Like what? Well, I mean,
I think they're smart as hell, for sure.
They have their midichlorian levels pretty high, from what I understand. And they have the echo sensory. And they have cancer. They can tell who's got cancer.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as those fuckers come up and learn how to drive, oh my God.
Have you seen that Onion thing? Dolphins grow opposable thumbs. Oh shit, says humanity.
I like that.
There's a picture, underwater shot of these tools, made out of sticks and rocks with leather straps around them.
That's good.
They'd probably just remake movies at first. You know, try to acclimate to our society.
They remake
Gladiator.
Yeah.
It would be like when Bugs Bunny dressed up as the girl bunny. Like, they'd have dresses on and little lipstick on their snout.
Not only anthropomorphic, but also kind of gay.
Yeah, definitely. Bugs Bunny was definitely a little on the...
Bugs did what he did.
He did.
He was a Bugs
He was always trying to get the Tasmanian devil to have sex with him.
I think Bugs was like Andy Dick. He would screw anything, kind of.
He was a rabbit. Rabbits are horny.
They are. Well, anyway.
They are.
You got some more loving in you?
I do. New York cab driver returns $21,000 to visitor.
I read this.
Crazy. A New York City cab driver is being praised for returning over $21,000 lost by a visitor from Italy. Felicia Leteri, who's 72, left her purse in a Manhattan taxi on Christmas Eve. It contained traveling money for her and six relatives.
She needs 21 grand?
Well,
surprised she didn't like have a mattress in
the trunk. She's a greedy old bird. Police told them not to get their hopes up about finding it. The cabbie drove about 50 miles to Long Island address he found in the purse. No one was home, so he left his phone number and later returned with the money. Leteri's daughter, Maria Rosaria, told Newsday that the cabbie also left a note. He told her, "Don't worry, Felicia, I'll keep it safe." The driver, Asad Duzaman, that's A-S-A-D-U-Z-Z-A-M-A-N, could not be reached for comment, and he refused a reward. So my question to you is, if you were a cab driver and you found $21,000, would you return it?
Not joking at all. And I wanna say what I'd do with the money. But I'd return it.
Yeah.
How nice. I don't believe in karma. I'm not religious. I just believe that, fuck it. That person's...
And they're from Italy.
Oh, they're from Italy? Oh, I'd keep it.
It was all their traveling money. I mean, that's pretty damn cool. And
that's
if it doesn't say
money.
$21,000, I mean, if it was in cash, you're fucking asking for it in anywhere, not even just in New York City. I mean, you can't trace that shit. But I thought that was a nice uplifting
story.
That
was a very uplifting.
I liked
it. Okay, well, what the fuck would you do? Okay,
I want to think that
so
I would return it. Like the guilt for kept that money would be.
Well, what
so...
if you found like all of a sudden you just find an arbitrary bag, like bleh, all of a sudden there's a bag
and it's full of money. There's no way to return it.
And it says it has a happy face on it. It says lucky.
And oh, then just, if it had, it had a fucking.
It's all you. There's no bullshit involved. You just,
there's
you
no,
just have it.
You know, this guy found money with a picture of a 72-year-old lady attached to it. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's a picture of a human being in your hand that you know it's her money.
Is she hot?
Probably, if she's 72.
Red tube.
Talk about a fetish right there. Old ladies with money.
That's a fetish.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. That's what I do with the $27,000, or how much it was.
$21,000.
I would invent my own fetish and just rage boners until I die.
And market that fetish all over town.
But what would you do with like $21,000 if you found it and there was no way to search it?
I would buy. What would I personally do?
You get the money to spend. It's kind of like you won a little lottery.
I would go on a fucking kick-ass trip and I would put a down payment on a house.
Yeah,
that's what I would
do. That's unexciting.
I know. It's unexciting. I would rent all the strippers in Portland and I would make them lick mustard off my tits all night.
What would you do with 21?
I would have Jenny's thing, but I would have chosen mayonnaise.
Some people don't like mustard.
Mustard stings.
Oh, it's true.
Mustard can take the paint off of a car. Think of what it does to your nipples.
Mustard in my eye.
What would I do with 21 grand? I don't know. Retire.
I'd buy.
That is a lot of money.
That's a lot of fucking money.
Sweet ass jewelry. And just walk around, motherfuckers.
I'd buy
bling bling.
I'd buy some iPhone applications, even though I don't have an iPhone. I'd just buy them. Just buy them, put them on my computer.
How much jewelry could $21,000? That's not a lot.
Well, it depends on what kind of jewelry you're looking at.
Well, I'm talking something I could put on my teeth.
Where's the closest flea market?
You need like spinners on your teeth. Like they get on cars. Get some spinners.
I get the lights.
Yeah.
Blinkies.
Have you seen those new hubcaps, by the way?
Uh-uh.
They have LEDs on them.
Right.
Oh. Okay,
they're fucking weird. You can, like, they have a computer hookup, so you can actually put what you want. They spin.
You're like, fuck, stop fucking.
When it spins, it shows the image.
It shows the image. It doesn't, like, move. It just shows it. It's, like, the way it rotates,
oh,
it goes so fast. So you can put, like, a picture of, like, an American flag
or me,
anything you want.
Picture
or you
me.
On
it. Ooh, actually, if you Google those. LED shirts. Have you seen the LED shirts?
No.
They're shirts that have a fucking image on it. Well,
wow.
I mean,
how much do you think those things
LED
are?
LED image. I don't know, $21,000.
That's what I'd get.
I'd buy two Ed Hardy shirts with my $21,000.
Yeah, yeah. I'd buy one Coach purse.
I'd invest in Ford.
You got any more?
Yeah, I have one more. This one actually is not an uplifting one, but it goes. We've done so many of these that I had to keep on.
Let's
the
leave on an up note.
The title is "Unhappy Meal: Woman Charged in McDonald's Rampage," and this apparently is on YouTube, and you can watch it if you want to try to find
it.
We could post it on our website. Kansas City: a woman has been charged with trashing a McDonald's restaurant in Missouri because she was unhappy with her cheeseburger. Police say they received many tips after releasing the video of the December 27th incident. In the video, which has been viewed hundreds of thousands of times online, a woman is seen throwing a sign and a water dispenser over the counter and pushing three cash registers to the floor. On Tuesday, the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office say 19-year-old. How much does this bitch have to be angry about, really?
19 years worth of hurt.
God, her fucking stepdad, probably. Alicia McCullen of Kansas City with a Class D felony property damage. It wasn't immediately known if McCullen has an attorney, but she doesn't. She's 19.
Okay, wait.
A phone listing for her could not be found. Police say McCullen told officers her order was prepared wrong and the restaurant refused to give her a refund.
Son of a bitch.
McDonald's makes people crazy.
It's the sugar.
Bitch punched through the drive-through window. Strength. But all the 911 calls about the McDonald's, people want they should go to Burger King where they'll make it your way. Duh.
I don't think the drugs and the burgers are as good at Burger King.
Well, I mean, everything in that shit is sugar. The buns got sugar.
She was probably like a crystal meth head.
Toilet water's got sugar.
Nothing makes you that angry.
She probably asked for a refund after she ate it all. Like, it's those people who, like, if you ever waited tables, who eat all their food and go, yeah, I really didn't like that. Can I? And it's like, well, why didn't you tell me that 20 minutes ago?
Yeah, why'd you eat it all?
Because fucking Americans.
Because you were busy. Stupid. No, you can fucking flag me down.
Okay, let's see. I think I don't know what this is. I just put McDonald's Rampage in. She's got a giant bucket of water, and she's throwing it over the counter. This big, big lady. What the? Oh, they put different audio over the sound. Ah, that's stupid.
Yeah, we should maybe if we find the video, we can post it on the website for people to see. But
just Google Rampage, you'll find it.
Yeah. So I thought that, but I do have one more tiny story that has to do with Oregon.
Really?
Yeah, and I just printed this because of the title. Oregon underwear thief gets probation.
Yes.
Did you hear about this?
It's been all over the news for years. Actually, is that the same one?
I don't know. I know
it was Oregon State University or Eugene or whatever the fuck it is.
Well, this is I don't know if this is the same thing, but
they always do.
This is from Salem. A Salem man caught wearing his female neighbor's underwear this summer has pleaded guilty to burglary.
Wait. How the fuck did he get caught wearing? Ed Wood went a long time before he came out, and I'm sure he was in WW2 wearing fucking women's underwear, and he came out himself. How do you get caught wearing somebody's underwear?
Okay, I'll tell you. Well, it says at the bottom of the story.
You've got questions?
Because I'm fucking horny.
Marion County Judge Albin Norblad, that's a nice name, on Monday sentenced 48-year-old Randall J. Guybers to 3 years probation. That's all he got. Prosecutor Cortland Geyer sought a 4-year prison sentence, noting that the victim repeatedly had the women's intimate items stolen in the year leading to the August arrest. Defense attorney Jason Thompson said the client had been living away from his family's home and will continue to stay away for now. Guybers was caught in his neighbor's garage wearing only the women's underwear. So he broke into her house, took her underwear, and then like did dances in her garage in them.
What's what's his name from
Silence of the Lambs?
Silence of the Lambs.
Totally.
Wild Bill.
Wild Bill dance.
I'd fuck me.
I think 3 years is a little. Is that 3 years probation?
Yeah, not jail time. Okay. I don't think he got any jail time.
Because I think.
But how creepy as a chick to find your neighbor in your garage?
No, once
let alone in your garage, let alone wearing your fucking underwear.
Once Oprah comes out as the Tyler Durden of women, you bitches are gonna kill all of us because we're stupid.
And like, why didn't he just take the underwear and go back to his own garage?
Because that's not it. It's about like being in that place.
That's another fetish. Yeah. What a fucked up fetish.
Garage underwear dancing.
I've had girlfriends that have told me about
dating dudes with like foot fetishes and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, what, have you ever come across?
No, that? I've never dated a guy with a foot fetish.
Well,
but
I'm sorry.
Have you ever dated
a dude with a foot fetish, Patrick?
No.
No. One. You know, try
not,
10.
Not a foot fetish.
Eating an apple during a podcast is a bad idea.
I have to say, I don't think I've ever dated anybody that had a really weird thing, like a underwear or a foot or like any kind of, you know, no one's ever asked me to pee on them or, you know, anything weird.
Patrick? You ever come? I mean, come across like your.
Have you ever come? Yes.
You ever? You meet some chick and
she just
sweet.
Yes says something that blows
all of a
your
sudden
mind.
You're, I mean, well, fuck talk is different. I mean, that's channeled from a different universe. That's where your fucking bizarro parallel world. You channel that shit
like the person that you would be if you made that wrong decision in '89. That's
exactly
who you would be.
If you would have picked up that penny off
the
ground.
I've never had like a chick who is just like, you know what I'm
spill chili on my chest.
No,
I've had chicks want me to choke them.
Yeah, I've had that.
I think we talked about this during our drunken sex show that we had about the choking. Yeah. But right. I think that's like
I don't think choking.
Have you ever had anything weird, like a really weird request?
I don't get too close to anybody to advance that.
So
that
what kind of things did your ex girlfriend say, like with the foot fetish?
Well,
like,
what's weird is that it was almost kind of a prostitution type of deal, and her friend was a prostitute, and they were just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And she would just do foot fetish shit. And so she would go and hang out with her friend while her friend would turn tricks, foot tricks.
So did they actually like jerk them off with their foot?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
I mean.
Oh, okay.
And then.
It's not just like toe sucking and regular shit like that. Like they actually want you to do stuff to their genitals with your foot.
Yeah, you're getting busy with the foot. But there's another, it's a weird thing is that there's a, wearing stockings and you rip the stockings and then you get the flesh or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I've known men who like, I wouldn't say they have a stocking fetish, but they like to, I knew a guy who had sex with his girlfriend. He would ask her, well, like, when we fuck, will you put on stockings? Which I don't look at as a fetish.
Yeah. That's just like, lingerie.
That's kind of like role playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, have you guys ever done the role playing? Like, fun fact.
You're the kangaroo and I'm the...
The marsupial. Yeah. Doesn't matter. I don't care. As long as there's a pocket and I get to sit in it.
A pouch.
We got to go from point A to point B. And, you know, you're at a... I don't know. Where.
Like you're out at a bar and you take it back to the bedroom? I've never done that.
Where before you go to the bar, you set up a scenario. Like,
yeah,
let's
I've never
pretend
done
we don't
that.
Know each other and then go do that.
Nope.
We didn't even
make it out of fucking Clinton Street. She had her truck outside. We right outside of Dots.
I've never done that, but I think that sounds like fun. Like that would be a fun thing to do. Like set up a, because then it's like acting, and I don't know. You're incorporating drama. Those drama classes in high school paid off. I was dressed as Napoleon,
and she was Jar Jar. It's fucking hot.
Misa horny.
Ooh. I gotta go to Comic-Con more often. I want to fuck Harry Potter. But a chick Harry Potter.
Yeah, a chick.
A chick Harry Potter. Chick.
It's Buckbeak all the way.
Hey,
for
baby,
me.
You're a good Draco Malfoy.
H-A-I-R-Y.
What?
Harry Potter.
Ooh,
wow.
Fetish.
Yeah, good one.
Have you guys heard about the? This is off. Fuck it. There's Quidditch.
Yeah.
Fucking teams in colleges.
How does that work? Because
I don't know, but I'm gonna Google it as soon as we get done with this.
There's no broomsticks that fly.
Duh.
You just run around your frat house on a broom.
You run around on a broom like whipping it like a horse. Like
I hope so.
Come on, Firebolt.
I fucking hope so. Oh my God, Nimbus.
Nimbus.
Oh
Firebolt.
Motherfucker. I can't wait. Actually, that just popped in my
head.
Clean sweep.
What team would you or what a position would you like to play? I would want to be a beater.
I think I'd be a beater too.
I don't know what
it'd be. Do you want to be a seeker?
It means you jerk off on a broom. It's a new fetish.
Oh, done.
It means you guard the goal to try to get the
that's a keeper,
quaffles don't come in. That's what they're called, right?
Quaffles, yeah.
Okay.
Don't get Patrick and I started on the Harry Potter.
No, you know you, but you made the Midichlorian comment.
I did.
So
I
that's
did.
Like we're,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
our one
there
reference.
We go.
That's our reference. Well, I guess we're allowed one like a month.
Yeah.
But that was just mine. So
we couldn't get a hold of Colorado Kenny. He's at work and shit. And the intro to the show is Don't Date Robots. It's a Futurama. The movie Madness was Point Break.
Point Break.
Sorry for that anticlimactic ending.
Oh, fuck it. Who cares? Nobody listens to this shit.
There was good sound bites, though.
So Point Break, Asshole or Not.
Yeah.
On the show, we play the movie Madness, and afterwards we take the cast and crew and decide if you met them somewhere, would they be a dick or not? So, asshole or not, Gary Busey.
Crazy?
I think he's just fucking so crazy.
I don't think he has a grasp on reality.
I don't either. I don't think... I think that he'd be nice to you 1 minute and a dick to you the next. So, I think he's kind of like...
total schizo?
Yeah. I don't know that it would really make a difference.
For a fun thing, once we get our fake intern... I think their first job is to try and get Gary Busey to do an interview.
I'm terrified of that.
I'm not terrified of Gary.
I bet he'd come over to the fucking house.
You don't want that guy knowing where you live.
How weird would that be? Like Gary Busey's all of a sudden like,
oh my God.
Racking up.
Standing
on. He's standing
on
your porch.
What's up, Busey?
It's like, you got any noodles?
Gary Busey came here to work. Let's work. Gary Busey, because I know he talks in the third person. Gary Busey's ready to do this.
Gary Busey came here to do a radio show. What? It's in your bedroom? Gary Busey doesn't like this.
Gary Busey needs more toilet paper. For what? Who cares? Gary Busey needs
You'll find
it.
Out.
Fuck it.
Gary Busey doesn't like him.
Kiana.
Asshole.
Reeves. Really? You think he'd be an asshole?
Yes.
I'm really.
He's a local boy.
I don't know why, but.
Local boy.
He goes either
he's
way.
Got
with
it. He takes himself way too seriously. Or maybe he doesn't. I don't know.
He's an enigma.
I have to go Hawaii. Local boy. Good.
You say good guy?
Yeah, I think he's all right.
I say bad guy because he's in a band.
I think that he would be, I don't want to think he'd be cool or nice or not an asshole, but I think he'd be all right.
And he's such like a caricature of himself at this point that it's like everyone makes fun of Keanu. So I don't know, maybe he's a good guy and he just
good.
Like, you know, is a weird actor, you know. Boy. He's just an actor that plays the same fucking Bill and Ted part every time.
Lori Petty.
Lori Petty?
Lori Petty.
She
yeah.
Tank Girl?
Yeah.
She was a love interest.
I don't know. I don't really care enough about her.
What has she been doing? She disappeared.
Yeah.
She got pregnant probably.
I don't know. I she's probably a nice person.
She's a little sweetheart.
She probably got herself knocked up.
All she eats is Dave's Super Bread. And then Patrick Swayze.
Awesome. Awesome guy.
So do you think that he's like telling St. Peter, hey.
No one put Swayze in a corner.
Hey, Patrick, June, and Jenny are on their way up. Good people. Good people.
I love Swayze.
Make sure they're comfortable. Can you get them something to ask? Make sure they need, if they want something to drink.
What do you got in a hammock?
Do you think just because of the Outsiders alone.
Oh, the
Red
Outsiders.
Dawn?
Yeah.
Red Dawn, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what?
Good guy.
I think Patrick Swayze would be, he'd be pretty cool because I think in the 80s he kind of blew his load.
Exactly. Like, that's when he might have been a dick. Because of fame, really young, whatever. But, I mean, if you met him, obviously has passed. But if you met him nowadays, he would be a nice
person.
He was
too into the art of dancing to ever get into acting.
Just like the Chris Farley sketch that he did with the Chippendales.
Right.
That was fucking funny.
His hair was rad in that.
Yeah.
God, now I have a bad. Now that's a fetish, Swayze hair.
Yeah.
Just Swayze hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot who's doing it, but there's a local troupe or whatever, drama troupe in town. And they just started casting for it, and they've already got the band together. And I just heard about it last night that they're doing a Top Gun the Musical, which is going to come up. We should all go see it.
Oh, that's awesome. Speaking of musicals, this week, also one of the things that I did is I went and saw Xanadu on the stage.
How was that?
It was fucking awesome. It was 100 times better than I even thought it was going to be.
Were they on roller skates?
Yes, for a lot
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck
so,
off. Really?
For a, it was
was Megan there?
No, it was me and my friend Cindy went. You know Cindy.
Cindy.
And, it was awesome. I mean, the movie Xanadu is cheesy as hell.
What?
So, the way they changed it into a Broadway show is they're totally like making fun of themselves. There's tons of like gay jokes in it. There's tons of like 80s jokes and like, you know, like.
How long was it?
It was like.
Was there an intermission?
No, there was no intermission, which I actually liked. All the songs were awesome. They had like all the songs from from the movie Xanadu.
That's because Jeff Lynne did them.
They had
Jeff Lynne did that
from ELO. Yeah,
they had ELO.
Okay, wait, really?
Like
I had no idea.
Strange Magic was in it. Evil Woman was in it.
Jeff Lynne did the soundtrack to
Xanadu. Then all the Olivia Newton-John songs. One of the best things about the play was the main girl that played Olivia Newton-John's character. She is a Greek god that comes down to Earth to help the struggling artist open a roller disco. That's basically what the movie is. And half the time when she was playing her regular self, she talked in a regular voice. And then when she met up with him, she did a fake Australian accent so that she sounded like Olivia Newton-John. And it was awesome. It was so funny. She was on roller skates the whole entire movie. And at the end, when they do the big Xanadu number, they had specialty skaters come out. These motherfuckers.
Jumping through hoops of fire.
Were amazing.
Like dogs.
And one other cool thing was they had audience members seated on the stage.
Oh.
Like, it looked like it was like a Greek theater. And there were all these people. And there was this this larger black woman with very large boobs that played one of the Greek demigods. And she came up behind, she actually was singing Evil Woman. She was singing this song. And she came up behind one of the guys that was sitting on stage and she started rubbing his arms and he was like, oh shit, like he's cracking up. And she took his head and put it in between her tits and mushed her tits together. And this guy turned like magenta. He was so embarrassed.
But you son of a bitch. Magenta? I don't think I've ever used the word magenta.
It was amazing. I don't know how long it's at the Keller, but if you have a chance to go see Xanadu, it is absolutely worth it. So totally funny. Like there's one part where, I mean, basically the audience was like 30-year-old women and gay men. Like that's who was in the
audience.
Wait,
are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
my secret power. I can guess what gay guys would go see.
Right. Xanadu on Broadway.
Me
Hello.
And Aquaman hang out a lot. Yeah. Useless powers.
But they had like one part where Hermes, the god, comes in and he's like, you will be banished. And it's this huge voice coming out. And she's like, what am I going to do? And he stops and he's like, I don't know your life, bitch. And the audience just goes crazy because it's all just gays and Cindy and I, you know. It was really, really good.
So I guess we're going to call it a show. My name's June.
I'm Jenny.
And we're going to do the same bullshit next week if you like it. Check it out. Also, we have, you can find us on the Google. Just Google it.
Hideous is spelled H-I-D-E-O-U-S.
It's Hide with O-U-S.
Yeah.
And our website, go to our website. All the shit we talk about on here, any of the outro music like ELO right now is on there and you can like click on it and buy the record if you want it. And
get the Xanadu soundtrack. It's amazing.
Our drunk fucking hotline is 503-928-7751. Leave a message if you want. And Patrick, what's yours?
971-212-6642.
And we got the Facebook. Go on Facebook. There's dumb pictures of us and shit.
Drunk dial Facebook too.
Yeah, I've tried that. I wear condom every time because that internet is gross.
Alaskan Pipeline.
This is ELO with Electric Woman. Everybody
evil
have
woman.
A wonder. Electric Evil Lady.
Dr. Teeth and the Electric
hey,
Evil Woman.
Hey, call us. Call and leave a message with some fucked up fetish. Or if you can come up with like a good idea of what the rebreather bullshit, like smoking farts out of each other's asses.
Yeah, what name for that?
Yeah, do it. Also, at the start of the show, I don't know if we talked about it, was Futurama, the Don't Date a Robot.
I vote O-Ring.
O-Ring, that's a good...
Oh,
I love it. I love it because it is a ring and it's a
the ring of truth.
I like
Anyways,
it.
Everybody, thank you for listening and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
The Hideous Creature Show.